In our philosophy, the word, the noun, one, comes up quite a bit. There is one mind, there is one God, there is one life, there is one universe, one song that is happening, a cosmos. There is one principle at work. It would be wise, therefore, to think about one as being a rich starting place for any change that we may want to effect in our lives. We want to lead effective and productive lives. I truly believe that's what we all have in common, no matter who we are, no matter where we are, or whatever age we are at. We think that we want to be happy. That's a good thing, but happiness is an emergent property. Something that is an emergent property is something that happens when we are busy doing something. We know the good feeling that we have about being effective or productive, and we recognize that as feeling happy, but we cannot seek happiness as an end. It is something that happens. We can seek change. We can seek healing. There are any numbers of things that we actually can do that will give us the feeling that we are seeking in life. And that's where we want to start. Melody Rogers, are you here, Melody, today? Yes, so Melody turned me on to a book called The One Thing. And it starts with that, I know that I mentioned it a little while ago, that scene from City Slickers where Jack Palance says to Billy, what's his name? Crystal, thank you. That he says, you know, unless you figure out the one thing, nothing means anything at all. And Billy Crystal says, well, what's the one thing? And he says, that's what you have to figure out. Now, this is a center that advocates for living life according to spiritual principle. And as I often say, that's how this is different than coaching, for example, which is results-oriented in any field of endeavor that you want to be involved in. So the way we're going to frame things here is always going to be from a spiritual point of view. So what is the one thing that you need to figure out? What's the one thing as a starting place that you need to figure out? Now, that can be a rhetorical question, and I can leave you with that. Or I can invite you into a process where you might get some clues as to what that would be. My bias is always going to be, of course, on the spiritual side. So the one thing that you need to know might be described in many different ways. And I would hope that every one of us would have a different description for that one thing. Therefore, when I know what that one thing is, all the choices I make after that will be in support of that. For me, undertaking this particular work, the one thing, the reason I'm here, if you will, the purpose of my life, the one ambition I have is for soul growth. That's my one ambition. I have many desires, I have many interests. Why do I choose that as my one thing? Well, because I have made a commitment to live my life as best I can according to a notion that there is one life only that knows no opposition. And that I am a part of this life. And if I am indeed a part of this life, and I want to be effective and gracious and productive, also known as successful, in this lifetime, then I need, I want, I choose to do everything that I can to know that I remain ambitious for the understanding of my own wholeness. That I remain ambitious without becoming cynical, for the understanding of truly the unity of all life. that there is one sphere, this is a little teachy, I'm getting this, there is one sphere of consciousness that surrounds the planet like an atmosphere. You know, there's nitrogen in the air, and there's carbon in the air, and there's oxygen in the air, and there is a web of consciousness everywhere. And for me to remember that, to constantly bring that back to my remembrance, invites me to think, I got to clean this up, because I am responsible for all things everywhere. What changes in my mind affects the vast network of consciousness everywhere. Now, that's a big idea. But I recently heard this great expression, and I can't remember the woman's name. I like to give credit where credit is due. But she said, my work is based on where airy-fairy meets the nitty-gritty. I went, how did I get to this age and not hear that before? That's fantastic. You know, so this is where airy-fairy, network of consciousness everywhere, meets the nitty-gritty. What do I actually do about that? Well, I've established one thing that I'm focused on, which is a goal that is obviously inexhaustible. If my desire, my great ambition is for soul growth, that cannot be exhausted. So I have any numbers of ways that I can continue to go forward in life, growing in my understanding of what interests I have, what talents I have, how I want to express it, what things I want to learn, all knowing that it contributes to my own understanding of my soul growth, my wholeness. And as I do that, I know that I am indeed, if you will, we all elevate the experience of all people everywhere. Dr. King said, we are enmeshed in a garment of mutuality. Well, that is by right of consciousness. And so there is important work for us all to do. Whatever it's going to be for you, it is truly important, because all y'all are grown-ups here, and you're all sophisticated people with many talents and many riches, yes? And it's very important to pick something. The one idea in words that means something to you. Do not use my words or ideas, but use the words and ideas that mean something to you. What is your life devoted to? Well, I don't know, staying alive. Okay, get a better reason. That's enough for a plant. I invite you to a higher expression of life. Not that there's anything wrong with a plant, right? You know, my cat's great ambition is to get fed at least 12 times a day, you know? So we're working with that issue right now. That's okay for Sophie. What is your ambition? What is the one thing that you really are devoted to? When that is really clear, we can make a set of choices. And when we know that those choices are all going to add up to and impact that one thing, we have to be successful. There's no way that you cannot be successful and productive. There was a terrific piece by David Brooks in the Times on Friday. And his opinion was that this particular country, and I take the 4th of July pretty seriously, that this particular country had lost its faith in its one ambition. And that's why things are so confused right now. And he went on to say that, and what we know is truly unique about the United States of America, was that it was an idea that was coined at a particular time in history for a particular purpose, for one particular purpose. And for about 150 years, most people seemed to be on the same page. And what was that purpose? The purpose was we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. An understanding of oneness, an understanding that this is an idea which we are going to consciously and deliberately take on right now for the first time in human history. That we are breaking with traditions and thoughtless patterns, breaking with history, and saying, guess what? We're going to try something. We are going to try to find a way of being together that blesses the greatest number of people in the most possible ways. That's remarkable when you think about that. And that was the world that I feel I was born into. That there was this basic philosophical structure of this country that was working, everyone was going in the same direction so that each individual might experience freedom to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as each person feels it applies to them. You see, these choices that we make in this one idea that we want to coin for our lives promotes one thing really, and that is great freedom. Not slavish behavior, but great personal freedom. And we truly are blessed in this country that we do have civic documents which are philosophical in nature, and they happen to blend with our spirituality. How convenient is that? That all people are created equal? Well, arguably no. So what is the equality issue? Everybody should have an opportunity. Everybody's right to make choices should be protected by the government, as long as they serve the health and wholeness of the culture and do not diminish the life experience of others. We all should experience life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that is the equality that we talk about, because clearly there are people that have other advantages that everyone doesn't have. Fairness isn't the issue, but opportunity and freedom is really the issue. So what choices are you going to make? First, get the one thing to which your life is devoted. If you haven't ever made that choice, I beg you to spend the week really considering that, because it will support you in making every other choice that you make from here on out. If you do know that one thing, and if you're also willing to tell yourself the truth, even when you make choices that don't support your highest good, at least you know it. You know you're not kidding yourself. And that's so important. We know we can't do better. Okay, but you know what? I'm tired right now. This is the best I can do this week. Okay, I get that, right? We all feel like that. What I have learned, and of course this is where I am today, is what is it that prevents us from making these bold, daring choices, even choices in mind? What choice can that be? My choice is for soul growth. Your choice could be, I'm going to be happy to bump into every single person that I encounter. They will experience me as putting a positive charge into life. What a noble ambition that would be, yes? What prevents us from doing that? I think pain prevents us from doing that. And I equate fear and pain to be pretty much the same thing. And the last 48 hours, I am kind of thinking, you know, I have all these great plans for the summer, and there's all the stuff that I wanted to do today. And you know what? I can't do that because my back hurts so much. I really can't think of anything else right now. So what do I have to do? Get well. One thing at a time. This is the creative process. Einstein was asked a question, why did God invent time? The serious answer is, God invented time so everything doesn't happen all at once. The metaphor for that is in the book of Genesis. God said, let there be light, you got a little light. Let there be water, you got a little water. One thing at a time. That is the creative process. We can go deep with that. But what prevents us from getting going, I think, is pain. So as we approach Independence Day, which is Friday, and approach, you know, July, August, summer fun, in order to make a big declaration in your own mind, I would ask you to think about, is there pain in my life? Is there pain that I'm carrying because of a lack of forgiveness in my life? Is there pain in terms of financial debt that I might have? Because you know, when you're worried about cash money, it sucks the life out of every good idea. Stop worrying about it or handle it. Right? Stop worrying about it or handle it. Very simple, yes? Not easy, but very simple. The elimination of pain, of some kind of suffering, which is all in mind, is the best possible thing that you can do. If it's forgiveness work, get on it. If it's physical healing, get on it. If it's financial, get on it. Because there ain't no change that's going to come that's going to do it for you. Has anybody spent like decades waiting for that change to come? That was most of that. Well, it was all of the 80s for me. I was waiting. That's all. That doesn't get it done. That does not get it done. You will, if you spend time with it, intuitively know that which needs to be handled, I promise you. It will not be a mystery to you. What is the one thing? Back to the one thing. What's the one thing that I always default to? What is my story? Meaning, what's my lame excuse? That I always say, well, I cannot because of ABC. You know what it is. I know that you do. And you do too. All it costs is a little time. And I bet you it's not more than 4 minutes of being willing to say, what's my story that I'm willing to give up? Who am I willing to forgive? Could be yourself. And in light of the one ambition that you have for the rest of your life, because none of us know how long that is, do we? None of us at any age know if we're going to make it home after service today or if we have 90 more years. But if you get right with the one idea and seek to heal, to release the pain of the thing that is getting in your way and is frankly so boring to ourselves, it's so enervating, you will find that making a whole variety of choices will be so easy, and it will be clear that they are supporting your one great ambition. There are so many ways that you can work on that. This is a terrific book. I liked it so much. Melody, thank you. I know that I'm going to be teaching this because there are great class materials that are available for this particular book. I'll probably be doing that in the winter. There are so many great guides that we have in terms of books and coaching that will help us along the way. But the absence of the one great ambition and the willingness to heal, I promise you, whatever you want to be doing for the rest of your life will be easy, joyful, and it will be productive. I'm here to tell you that I know that to be the case. God bless you, friends. I really appreciate you. Great to be back.